Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basra of Kuchas, and we are starting right at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sara Basra Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shamasha Haven Aliyah. Now, this parak deals with Yerusha, inheritance, and the order is as follows. When a person dies, the Yerusha goes to his son or sons, and if he doesn't have, then it goes to his daughter or daughters. If he doesn't have children, then it goes to his father. If his father isn't alive, then it goes to his father's Yarshim, which can mean his brothers or sisters. And if there are none, then we keep going up the chain, branching out, looking for the closest relative, which the legal term is next of kin. Now, it's important to note that Yerusha is only through the father, as we're going to see brothers who share the same mother are not each other's Yarshim, only if they share the same father. Another important factor is children or descendants of the Nifter come before other relatives. For example, if a man dies and he has grandchildren and brothers, his Yerusha goes to the grandchildren because they come from his son, who's more direct of a Yoresh, as opposed to his brothers, which are more removed. And that being said, the Mishnah tells us, Yesh Noichlin Umanchilin. There are those who are Noichel and Manchil. Noichlin means to receive a Yerusha from someone, and Manchilin means to give a Yerusha to someone. The legal term for that is to bequeath. So Yesh Noichlin Umanchilin means that there are people that are Noichel Ze'ezeh. They're going to inherit each other. When one dies, the other is going to inherit them, and if that other one dies, the first one's going to inherit him. And then it continues with another three categories. Yesh Noichlin V'loy Manchilin. There are those who are Noichel but not Manchil, and also Manchilin V'loy Noichlin. There are those that are Manchil and not Noichel, and Loy Noichlin V'loy Manchilin. There are those that don't do any. And here explain them category by category. Ve'ilu Noichlin Umanchilin. Here are the ones that have the two-sided relationship. The father, the sons, and the sons, the father, meaning if a son dies, the father inherits him, and if the father dies, the son inherits him. And also brothers of the same father, they inherit their father. In all these scenarios, the mishnah repeats itself, noichlin umanchilin, they're noichel and manchel. On to the next grouping, a man, his mother, a man, his wife, and b'nei achayos, they're going to inherit, and they will not be manchel. If a man's mother or wife dies, he's going to inherit them, and b'nei achayos means sons of sisters, which is somewhat of a funny way of saying it. It's basically referring to a man who dies. He doesn't have any relatives of his own, and the next of kin is his sister, and the sister's not alive, but she has a son. That's what we're referring to by b'nei achayos. And that man's going to inherit his mother's brother, but again, if he dies, his mother's brother is not going to inherit him. On to the next category, which is really the reverse of what we just said, and the Gemara is going to address why we have to repeat it. A mother in relationship to her son, or wife in relationship to her husband, or the brothers of the mother, they're manchil and they're not noichel. And lastly, brothers of the same mother, meaning they share the same mother, not the same father, they're not noichel or manchil each other. As the Gemara begins by asking on our first case, why is it the Mishnah teaches aves habanim, that that's the first case, a father inheriting his sons? Listening habanim esav, why not say the other way around first, that the son inherits the father? And why would we say this? Chada, first of all, the aschuli b'parnusolim is chalinon, we don't want to start with paranus, which means like a curse, a klala, and this is considered a double klala, that a son died before his father, and he doesn't have any children himself. And so why would we start out with something negative like that? Furthermore, the pasuk tells us, if a man dies and he doesn't have a son, and the pasuk is clearly telling us that if he has a son, his son is first in line. And so here's another reason why the first case of the mission should be that the father died and his son inherits him, as opposed to the other way around. The answer is by saying, V'tano, our Tano, since he learns this from a drasha, meaning since he learns that a father inherits his son based off of a drasha, it's very beloved to him, and that's why I mentioned the case first. Now, my drasha, what is the drasha? The Tanya, we have a brass that tells us, She'eroi Zeho'av, the word She'eroi in the pasuk is referring to his father. Now, this comes after a whole long list in the Psukim about what the order of Yerusha is, and then the pasuk tells us, you should give his nachla to his she'er, which is closest to him. And so drasha is that she'er is referring to the father. Malamed was, as teach us, she'o'av kaidem la'achim, that the father comes before the brothers. Now, just the following, yachol, you might think, kaidem la'ben, that the father should come before the son, meaning we have Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and Yitzchak died, so you might think, based off of this drasha of she'eroi, that Avram would inherit Yitzchak before Yaakov. And in order not to say that, Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says, ha'karov. What's the emphasis of this word, ha'karov? Karov, karov, kaidem. The closest one, he comes first. And his son of the deceased is obviously closer than the father of the deceased. But we continue asking, why are you including the son and excluding the brother? Meaning, why is the son of the nifter a closer relative than the brother of the nifter? And the answer is, Marbaniya Saben, the reason why I include the son, saying that he's a closer relative, is Shekein kom tachas av liado usteachuza. It's because he's in place of his father for yud and steachuza. Yud is a din that has to do with Amma Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant. If a man purchases a katana as a Jewish maidservant, there's a din that he could marry her and he doesn't even have to give her kedushin, because the money that he paid for her, that money that he gave to her father, that's used as a kesek kedushin. And the din is that if the master doesn't want to marry her, his son could marry her and he also doesn't have to give give money for Kiddushin? Because we use the money that the father paid for her as the son's money of Kiddushin. That's what it means, that the son comes in place of the father, liyada for Yud, and also Steachuza. We've mentioned previously that if a person is Makdish their Steachuza, they're able to redeem it before Yovel, and it comes back to them. And the din is also that if the son redeems it, that's just like the father redeemed it. And either of these dinim apply to the brother. So we clearly see that a son is closer to a father than a brother of the father is. So we ask Adrabu, we should say the opposite. Marbani Yasu'ach, I should include the brother, Shekein Kom Tachas Achiv Liyibum. He comes in place of his brother for Yibum. When a man dies and he doesn't have any children, so there's a mitzvah on the surviving brother to marry his deceased brother's wife. So we see from here that brothers are considered closer in relation than a son to a father. Right away, the Gemara responds to that. Klom Yash Yibum, El B'makim Shein Ben. Habamakim She Yash Ben, Ein Yibum. There's no Yibum unless there's no son. But if there's a son, then there's no Yibum. And so actually, this proves the opposite. We tried to say that the fact that a brother does Yibum, that shows us that a brother is a closer relative than a son, and really proves the opposite, because if there's a son, then there's no Yibum, showing that the son is closer than a brother. So far, the son is still holding first place. Asking, well, hold on one second. Taima de Ikahai Pircha. It seems to be that you're saying the only reason why the son wins over the brother is because we have this Pircha, this question, or this refutation to this idea that Yibum shows that a brother is stronger. And the problem with that is that Halav Hachi, Hava Mina, Ach Adif, if I wouldn't have had this Pircha, would I say that the brother is really better than the son? It still wouldn't work, because I have another reason to show you why the son is better than the brother. Tepa Glei will bring it out from the following. Koftas Amaraf on the top, Tahachatarti, Vahachachada. Over here there's two, and over here there's one. A son has two things that makes him better than the brother, because he's in place of his father for Yud and for Steachuza, and a brother only has one thing over the son, namely that he does Yibum. So even if we didn't have this whole Pircha to Yibum, we would still say that the son is first place, because he has two, and the brother only has one. So the answer is that no, Steachuza Gufa, the fact that a son can take over his father's Steachuza, Mehai Taima Hudaka Kaimele Latana, the Tana uses that very same logic. Klom Yesh Yibum El Makam Shein Ben, Hayesh Ben Ein Yibum. Basically, the fact that a son redeems his father's Steachuza is also learned from this Yibum Limud, which means that if, theoretically, the brother doing Yibum would be considered stronger than the son, and there wouldn't be a Pircha to it, then it would be even, the son having one strength, and the brother also having one. And that's why we have to have this Pircha, we have to refute the Yibum Limud in order to show that the son is stronger. So right now we conclude with the clarity that a son is the main Yairesh, and tomorrow we're going to continue discussing the proper order of who comes before whom. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.